from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right. We're going to sit through this together because this is an all-timer.
All right. Do you have it? Do you need me to play it?
I believe I have it right here. Yes. But, I mean, this goes down in history. This, and unlike some of the other infamous national anthems, this was done by a, I throw up the air quotes, actual singer. You know, the famous national anthems that we know that were absolutely terrible were Roseanne Barr.
Carl Lewis.
And
the Rockets. Red Glam.
Two non-singers. This was a national anthem in Texas, so they got themselves a country music, and I throw out the air quotes again, star.
I mean, she is a four-time Grammy nominee, which, I don't know, for country music.
I think we got to do some more vetting process for that award.
I bet you I could sing country just like Luke Bryant. It's that easy. I mean, literally, add a twang to your voice. It's that easy.
Chucks.
Yep.
Bud. Beer.
Now, I think you could get a Grammy just for that line.
I'm getting calls already. The phone is starting to ring. How about that? I need to hit up Scott Roddy over on 99.5 The Wolf and tell him to get me on the station. But this was Ingrid Andress?
I think it's Andress. Ingrid Andress.
So old Ingrid, she went up to sing the national anthem last night at the All-Star Game, or excuse me, at the Home Run Derby. And this was her performance.
Oh, say can you see?
Key change back to the
old beat. By the dawn's early light.
We're doing all right.
What so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Not so bad yet.
But we
watched. Here it goes.
And the rockets red glare.
Nope. Key change. Another key change.
Dear God.
Oh, wow. Oh, say does that star sprinkle
banner yet wave. Key
change.
Dear God. That is going down as one of the worst. It could possibly be the worst, seeing that, again, she is a actual, air quotes again, singer. But, oh my God. Ford, absolutely speechless. And then the reports come out today, actually, not reports, she just posted it on her Instagram herself. I'll try and find her exact quote. But she definitely had to address the public on that. That was the second assassination attempt on our country this week. She said on her Instagram, "I'm not going to bull S you," and I'll do it with a little country twang. "I'm not going to bull S you, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB. All the fans in this country I love so much for that rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun." So she was apparently drunk. She is checking herself into rehab. Whether that is all true or not, I don't know. But
I mean, I think she was drunk. The way she looked, she turned around and looked at the colors like she didn't know where she was. Yeah, she probably was sauced.
Boy. I got a lot of questions. I mean, who's making that call? One, does her father, being a former coach in the MLB for the Colorado Rockies and a few other organizations for about 15 years, did that have any influence on this decision? I want to know, is that the worst rendition of the national anthem of all time? I mean, I understand that the Carl Lewis and Roseanne Barr were complete atrocities. I would take the Unipipers over that, and I was there live for that one.
I mean, honestly, I think the Roseanne Barr is the worst, but if you're just talking about qualified singers, it's worse than the Fergie one that we heard a few years ago, that's for sure.
I would take the Fergie one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, over this,
10 absolutely. Times out of 10.
Well, and Fergie was just trying to take artistic license with the national anthem. All right, and I don't mean to toot my own horn here, but I'm going to toot my own horn. You got the best person on the station here to comment on this year's situation.
Well, I could say Patrick Harris, possibly.
On the show. No, I'm the official crooner of 1080 The Fan. He lost. I won.
I don't know. I did not see any official poll results or any final Ryan Seacrest announcement.
Are you kidding me? Are you, if I had that, are you kidding me? I need that clip ready. No, but the point that I'm going to make here is that the national anthem, and this is a comment both on the anthem itself as a song and I guess on Ingrid's skill or performance or whatever you want to take out of that. Okay. The anthem is a tough song to perform. It's not easy. People think it's an easy song. It's absolutely not. And am I no way.
Well, when you get to that and the Rockets' red glare part, you got to show off. You got to show that you can handle this.
As
soon as it got to that part, it was evident. She's like, we're in some trouble here.
Oh, yeah. Well, because she couldn't hold the key even with her. Usually these people that are singing in big stadiums that have echoes have things in their ears so they don't hear the echo. But she just either didn't pay attention or was trying to stylize and was so drunk that she thought it was good. But I know that the anthem is a hard song to sing, so I'm not sure because I've heard...
Clearly.
I have not heard people this drunk do this badly, honestly, in my life before. Usually, some booze brings out a little bit of liquid courage in people. Kind of helps make things a little easier in front of people.
What the hell? She should have just crushed it like as if she was in a local karaoke bar singing Nickelback.
I mean, exactly. I heard Suk talking about like seeing Luke Bryant, you know, on stage and how, or no, that was Will Ortner, sorry, during primetime talking about how he was near falling off the stage, or maybe this was Suk and saying, but he still sang fairly well when it came to like actually performing the songs. If I get four beers in me, I feel like I'm a better singer because there's no filter. I don't care. I could be in front of 1,000 people and it doesn't scare me like it does when I'm sober. So I'm really confused as to what's actually happening here. And I do wonder about her actual level of artistic talent. The anthem is not easy, but dang. That it's just kind of like the combination of being way too drunk and way too confident at the same time, and that happened in front of 30,000 people. It was bad.
Also, can we address the apology and her signing off with the "I'll let you know how rehab goes"? I hear it's super fun. XO Ingrid.
No, it's not. It's not going to be fun for you, honey.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, all right, is she actually going, or is she just going to like go to one of those resorts for like a week where they call it a rehab center, but actually you're just essentially there with a bunch of people from Hollywood and you're really not doing anything.
Hanging in a hot tub, riding on horses, playing pickleball, essentially.
Hey, and text line chimes in. Why are they doing the anthem before a damn home run derby? Because, baby, this is America and we're in Texas.
That's actually a great question. No, you just answered the question perfectly, but why?
I mean, we literally do it before any like high school sporting event. Why
but
would
it's,
we
a
not,
home, it's a
why
home
would we
run
not
derby.
Do it before the home run
it's
derby?
It's a home run derby. It's not, to me, that's not like a game. It's more of like a, I don't know, are we going to like have a horse competition outside and do the anthem before that?
I'm down.
Well, then I want Ingrid Andress singing our anthem if we're doing a horse competition here at 1080.
And I'm not sure how old Cody Johnson did before the All-Star game. And yes, that was his name, the country singer that was singing that anthem before the All-Star game tonight. But I could even just tell with the TV on mute. I'm like, well, this guy looks sober. So that, I mean, check there. And just from his confidence, how he was standing there, I was like, this guy's probably crushing that. I can't hear it, but he sounds like he's doing a good job.
Yeah, good for him. I didn't hear the anthem, but honestly, it's like probably, I guess if it sounds good, it's forgettable, right? Like, so it becomes a dime and a dozen at that point.
Well, again, text line, Vancouver Fort text line chiming in. Chris Stapleton at the Super Bowl was the best rendition of all time. I saw the Whitney Houston one going around.
Whitney Houston's anthem.
The Twitter sphere last night because people needed to cleanse their palate. But, you know, hey, Ingrid, get the help that you need in your sobriety and your singing. And hopefully, maybe one of these days, you will have a redemption. It will be like Patrick Harris throwing the first pitch out at the Pickles game. Hopefully you have your redemption arc here and are able to sing the national anthem again one day.
Let me quickly wrap it up with this, that yes, I hope that she does get the help that she needs, but this is just a tip for all those anthem wannabe singers out there or somebody trying to learn the anthem that hopes to do it. Simple is best. Less is more when it comes to the national anthem. And Joe,
I think, whistle it like that dude before the Orioles game.
Exactly. Well, and there's no style there. It's just like the notes. That's kind of what I'm trying to talk about here. You've got to just learn the song. Don't do all the whoop-de-doos and the Rockets.
Well, she
don't
was doing that.
Do that.
She was kind of doing like the sexy kind of Marilyn Monroe jazz piano bar.
Why?
You know, instead of saying night, you say noit, you know?
Why? That's not how the anthem, and I understand music is made to be done in, you know, all different kinds of forms and redo a song, you know, pop, do it as an R&B song, do it as a classical song. But the anthem, I do believe, is one of those songs that you should just do, and you see so many people, Ingrid is another example, getting into trouble when they try to stylize it way too much.
How the banners wave, it's wave.
Weave.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Why? Just why, Ingrid?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.